This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Dominic Morgan is the CEO of Ambulance New South Wales, and we regularly in Melbourne speak to Tony Walker, the CEO of Ambulance Victoria. So we thought on this Mardi Gras weekend it would be really interesting to know what plans Ambulance New South Wales make around big events, but particularly around an event like Mardi Gras, which has a huge public component, you know, a parade, probably too many parties for people my age. Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, and welcome to all the Melbourne listeners to Sydney.
Thank you, and all the listeners on SBS Digital 3 Radio. In the studio, there's myself, Macca, there's Tass, there's Senator Dean Smith from WA, and Michael Abeed, CEO of SBS. So we're all going to ask you some questions. My first one is there a contingent from Ambulance New South Wales marching tonight in Mardi Gras?
Yeah, there certainly is. We've got 60 of our staff and their families.
Oops. Something's happened there. We've had a technical issue.
No, he's got a code one. So we'll get.
No, sorry about that, gentlemen. We're back in business.
Cool.
There we go. Other people trying to track me down.
Okay, so
we thought you had a code one there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll have to excuse me. I just need to slip out and do something else.
Do somebody's CPR.
Exactly.
So 60 staff and families marching. That's a good turnout.
Look, it is. It's funny. I was reflecting when I was asked to do the interview, and I was thinking it was probably 20 years ago that I first went out, and I was actually working as the deputy commander. And for the first time ever, we had a contingent of our own New South Wales ambulance people marching, and I thought, my word, you know, when I joined 30-plus years ago, how far the organisation had come to not only were we out there standing in the streets protecting the community, but there were our people out there, you know, marching with pride for the first time, saying, hey, this is good, this is right and proper for our community. Quite nice.
And Dominic, as one of our community leaders, what are your messages tonight?
Well, look, I mean, obviously the thing from always a paramedic's point of view is first and foremost, we want people to be safe. You know, it's a time where people will get out celebrating diversity, particularly celebrating the changes. I mean, imagine that, 40 years to arrive at a place where we've got marriage equality. I mean, it's just quite remarkable. And so people will be enthusiastic. They'll want to celebrate. They'll want to recognise. But from a paramedic's point of view, of course, we want people to go home safe.
And what will you be doing tonight? Will you be marching yourself?
No, not tonight. I've got a fantastic new ambulance commander who is managing the event for us. Her name's Simone Locke.
Go, Simone.
She's one of our chief superintendents, and she's coming into the city. She normally works out in Sydney West, and she'll be taking command for all of our people. So I'm going to be sitting at home tonight, just getting the briefings, like many of the other senior leaders as well.
You'll be watching the SBS feed, right?
What else would I be looking at?
Fantastic.
Was that a plug there?
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
Shameless plug.
So, Dominic, you know, the people marching, in terms of, so the paramedics that are on, you know, that are on the ground specifically for this event, what sort of resource are we talking here in terms of the march and the parties? What sort of numbers?
Yeah, so generally speaking, there's about 350,000 people will turn out to this. You know, that's two-thirds of the state of Tasmania will be there to watch this parade. That is remarkable.
They should all stay home and vote.
Yeah, and we'll leave the whole commentary about Tasmania aside, won't we?
Yes.
We'll move on. So the and what we would normally expect is that there's about 12,000, in fact, I think it's about 12,300 actual participants in the event this year. I mean, that is certainly a bigger number than I've sort of seen before. And 12,000 people alone at the sold out after party. So, you know, this is a big event for us. It takes a lot of coordination. Generally speaking, we'll have our normal resourcing right around the city and out into the suburbs, because as we know, the sort of parties go on well and truly outside just the city. But we'll have at least another dozen crews on tonight. We'll have a whole command structure to keep people safe, and that'll include, you know, motorbikes and single responders and all sorts of things. So, you know, sometimes our role on these nights are actually just linking people up with someone that can take care of them, you know, if they've had a couple of drinks too many. So it's not always about taking people to hospital for the paramedics on a night like this. We can do a good role just helping people get home safely.
Well, look, we hope you enjoy the SBS feed tonight of the broadcast. And, of course, you can listen to Joy the entire weekend on joy.org.au online via our app or on SBS Radio Digital 3 in its fifth year now, Mike?
I think it's
our fifth year.
And if you want to listen to yourself and your own interview, you can actually download the podcast.
That's right. In a few minutes, Dominic, the podcast of this will be up. There's already some podcasts up of our chats this morning. I want to thank Ambulance New South Wales. I know you're going to be under a lot of pressure tonight, but also, you know, the support you're giving to our community tonight, and, you know, not just by marching, but by being there. And paramedics, more than anyone else, demonstrate what equality is about because of the way that they engage with their patients. And I know that. So thank you. Thank you to Ambulance New South Wales. Have a great night and, you know, look forward to speaking to you again.
No, sounds great. And thanks again for your support for Ambulance Victoria. I know my colleagues very appreciative of the opportunity to come on and talk about issues for them as well. So thanks again to everyone.
Cheers. A pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
That was Dominic Morgan, CEO of Ambulance New South Wales. And, Ambulance Victoria we have as Tony Walker, the CEO, as a regular guest. A segment that actually generates a lot of interest. People thought initially, oh, that'll be as boring as batshit. But it wasn't. It's not, because he actually talks about a whole lot of issues that are important to our community and other communities. And for those who don't know, our community are very well represented in the paramedic ranks. Very well represented.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.